Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today the Church celebrates the memorial of Saints Gregory the Great, Pope, and Phoebe, Deacon. And from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from Atlanta today with a preaching entitled Phoebe in the Fire.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool so as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. For it is written, God catches the wise in their own ruses. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. So let no one boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you. Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future all belong to you, and you to Christ and Christ to God. If you ever find yourself feeling like your neighborhood or country or local church is a real dumpster fire that you don't even know how to begin to put out, you might feel less alone to read a bit from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. In 15 short chapters, Paul confronts an endless myriad of messes that his newly founded church community has managed to set ablaze. Everything from sexual morality to filing lawsuits against one another, to sacrificing food to idols of another religion, snobby social stratification among community members, and then in today's passage, efforts to stir up competition between various gospel preachers who influence the community, namely Paul himself, the articulate Apollos, and Cephas, likely a reference to St. Peter, who never even visited the city, but whose words had a lot of weight there. There appears to be tension and tomfoolery going on in every direction, and it feels like it's a community that will never get its act together. If Jesus had to deal with the notion that no good could come from Nazareth, Paul got to the point where he felt like no good could come from Corinth. Which makes it all the more touching, perhaps, in this week of reading day after day after day from the first letter to the Corinthians, to celebrate on this day the feast of St. Phoebe. Now, we don't know a great deal about Phoebe's life. Paul tells us that she was from Cenchreae, a port city only 6 miles from Corinth. He considered her his sister in Christ. He trusted her enough to send her from Corinth to Rome with his letter to that Christian community before he made a trip there. She likely functioned as one of the church's first lectors, able to read that letter and interpret it for the community and answer whatever questions they had. And then beyond that, we possess only two small facts about Phoebe, both given to us by Paul. One, she was a diakonos, a deacon. Now, we don't know what that looked like entirely in the first century, but given the few other spots in Scripture where the word appears, we can assume she was regarded as a ministerial leader of her Cenchreae community, someone who made things happen administratively, who made distribution of resources in that community got evened out. And then we also know, too, that she was a prostasis for Paul and for others as well, a patron who helped others with her financial resources. One can guess that like Eunia or Lydia or other women Paul mentions in his letters, that she was a woman of some means who generously shared what she had to make good things happen in the world. And like many women from Scripture, including Eunia and Lydia, Phoebe's not someone who gets a whole lot of attention. She shares her feast day today with Pope Gregory the Great, who rightly gets a lot of limelight. But as we read 1 Corinthians again today, knowing that most of us feel like we're staring at some sort of dumpster fire in our own context, perhaps we can remember Phoebe in a special way this year and draw on her example as a model for our own specific moment in time. First, she teaches us that regardless of the seemingly hopeless messes that surround us in our own cities and countries and churches, we can personally remain ministers of service to those in need. We can embrace the call to proclaim the word of God and to diakonia rather than to get dragged down by the moral morass surrounding us. We can still lead rather than waiting for others to get their acts together. Second, we can engage as prostasis, like Phoebe did, giving generously from our means and using them to influence the world in the direction we think it should go. We can be unafraid to financially support the voices and causes that need our support. The temptation in the middle of a dumpster fire is simply to give up, to retreat into a cave. Phoebe's not someone who did that. To turn again to Paul's vision in today's first reading, she was wise, not in the ruses of the world, but wise in the eyes of God. And may she be an inspiration for each of us today.